in my life.
No, okay.
No, okay. And now the first school I was in Palmerston, the second school, because the first school was in St. Anne's. Now that was a little one-room school.
Yes.
And the one in Palmerston was a one-room school. Mm-hmm. But now Alfred Hart and David Colton, they had three rooms there when I was there. That was back in 1965.
Right, yeah.
But when I went to South East Point, the school was right out on the hill, like whoever came into the harbour on boats, or if the boat came in, didn't come in the harbour, but went on up what we call Paradise Sound,
right.
Monkstown we call it. We saw the whole of them because we missed that after the ship was through.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I went there first, the school and the church were together.
Mm.
One end of the school was those hardwood doors or something. Mm-hmm. Was, I think it was treated there. And this was, they were closed. When the priests came, they were opened,
mm-hmm.
the altar was in there, and the people came and knelt down in the
mm-hmm.
in the school, used the seats in the school, and the priest was up on the altar.
Oh, okay.
And when after he left then, those doors were closed again.
Right.
So in other words, the school and that. And I was the only teacher there. And the first time I was there, back then, you had to have 10 students in order for the open school. And I didn't. I went during the Thursday, and school was supposed to open on Tuesday because we still had Labor Day back then. Monday was Labor Day, so Tuesday was school.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I was going to do because.
You didn't have enough students?
Didn't have enough students. Oh. I only had eight.
Oh.
So, whatever we'd done, or whatever the people done, they got the two young fellas that left for go fishing and everything with their older brothers or their fathers or something, they came back.
Oh.
So I could put them on the register and they stayed there a little bit after Christmas.
Okay.
So that's what saved us then.
Yeah.
So I think in April they left to go lobster catching and stuff like that because that's what was in their mind anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So then, after that then we got to hang on to school. So I believe it was way up in 1986 or late anyway, when about 76 or so, I was teaching one room school and I had as high as 42 youngsters.
Oh, is that right?
I went top
in the vice?
Yes.